Mosul is one thing, but Raqqa is this capital and a truly symbolic place for ISIS.
Yes, it's the de facto capital of the Islamic State. According to U.S. officials, Max, there are somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 ISIS fighters in that city. However, we are hearing that many of the ISIS leaders are starting to flee as the pressure builds on that city. Now, the Marines who have been deployed in Syria, they are there in addition to Rangers who are currently operating in the town of Munbij, which is about 85 kilometers northwest of Raqqa. The Marines are part of an artillery unit. They are bringing M777 howitzers, which have a range of about 20 miles or 32 kilometers. And the plan is that they will take part in the eventual assault on Raqqa. Now, it's a very complicated situation on the ground where you have U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab forces, part of the so-called Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF. And then further to the west, you have Turkish-backed Syrian members of the Free Syrian Army. They also seem to have their eyes on Raqqa as well. When this battle, this offensive against ISIS in Raqqa is going to take place is not altogether clear. We're hearing from Washington, Pentagon officials are talking about weeks away. You have to keep in mind that if this offensive is going to begin, it needs to begin soon before temperatures in that part of Syria really start to get quite high, and it will be very difficult to carry on with a sustained offensive in that area.